Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Flight attendants, please prepare for takeoff.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, what's going on? Hey. We're gonna die!
Get the hell out of the cockpit!
You fuck.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Dennis. We're here at Sun and Fun 2026 in Lakeland, Florida. Now, Dennis came across this couple. I guess you're a couple, right, Paul?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, Paul and Aaron. And they're social media mavens, or I don't know. What do you influencers? What do you like to be called?
We'll take it. Content creators.
That makes sense, right, Aaron?
Yeah, makes total sense.
Okay. And you guys, we're standing by your plane under the wing because I'm gonna fry like a lobster if I don't.
That's so rude.
So first off, Paul, what kind of plane is this?
This is a Bear Hawk 5. It's a 6-seat backcountry bush wheel. Beast. It's
well, we're in the grass. This counts.
I know. She's happy over here in the grass for sure.
Yeah, is that the deal? Do you guys take the plane and just fly in a lot of out island kind of things, or out in the woods and the bush and everywhere, or what, Aaron?
Yeah, we've just started recently getting more into backcountry. So our history and our education has not been in backcountry, and then since getting and building our bird Tina, we've just started learning and dabbling with it, and we actually just went on a bunch of sandbars this past week in the middle of the Mississippi River, camped there overnight.
Sweet.
And it's been fun.
So your beer Tina, is that what you said?
Oh, our girl Tina.
Our girl Tina. Yeah. I was like,
we call her plain Tina.
Okay, but plain Tina. All right, yeah. That's nice. So did you find these folks on Instagram, YouTube, or where?
Actually, I was referred to them from Diamond Doors. I mean, I'd seen some of their Instagram posts here and there, but then when we were talking with Tim at Diamond Doors, he was saying, hey, I want to get you connected with these folks, which then took me down a huge social
rabbit
media
hole
and long form YouTube rabbit
next
hole.
Next thing, wasted like 3 days of work.
Once I saw the first video, I'm like, yeah, I got to see how the rest of this is going. And so very happy to be able to meet with you guys and see the aircraft in person.
Man. Well, there you go.
It's great to meet y'all.
Well, back at you. So, I mean, you guys been to Sun and Fun before?
Absolutely.
Many years or
man,
what?
This is our first time flying in, though, which is an
nice
experience. We landed on the grass strip instead of the main runways. So, you know, that was a lot of fun. But, man, my heart was pounding coming in, you know, everyone watching with their little
It's a little intimidating. Yeah, you don't want to screw up. Is that the deal?
Yeah, definitely not.
You don't want to be the focus of a future viral video for the wrong reason.
Yeah, you definitely do not.
One
you're
thing
right.
You screw up in your own videos because you can edit it, but here you've got thousands of cameras on you.
Yeah. And then with our brand new build too, I'm like, oh, I want her still flying.
Yeah, exactly. And in your own edit, you know, you always have that one angle that doesn't look as bad as the rest, you know, so
right.
You just toss that one in.
Yeah, you got to work at any angle you can,
yeah.
For sure. So you guys cover your journeys on social media and people kind of follow along, and are you just going, you know, one place to another constantly, or are you taking breaks or what?
Yeah, really good question. So a little bit about us, a little backstory. We in 2020 had this vision of living full-time out of our plane and traveling to all 50 states. And so for the next 5 years, Aaron and I got all of our ratings. I have my CFI, she has her instrument. And then we finally got to this place where we were ready to like get the right plane for us. We found this bird, the Bear Hawk 5, in 24, and then we built it in 25. And now in 26, we're going to all 50 states, trying to find the most unique experiences in every state, because aviation opens so many doors, some really unique experiences everywhere that we go. So
there you go. How many places or states have you been so far, Aaron?
Yeah, Florida's state number 7. So
all right, so far out of 7, what's the weirdest thing you've seen? I'm putting you on the spot, I know, but
well, they need to go down to Key West in October, but
yeah,
that's
be
a different
careful.
Story.
Be Ooh. Careful, Dennis.
Well, I need to figure out what's going on in Key West.
No, you don't, Aaron. You don't want to go there.
It rhymes with Fantasy Fest.
Oh.
Yeah, but I mean, are you going to do like adventure, like wilderness travel type stuff? I mean, you get the big balloon tires on the plane, so you can get pretty much anywhere you want to go, right?
Right. Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. So, like Mississippi, we just landed on a sandbar. We camped in the middle of the Mississippi River. also just like really unique things to do off airport too. We landed on a grass strip in the middle of Louisiana that had a crawfish farm and restaurant on it. And so we learned how to farm for crawfish, and then we like boiled and had our first ever crawfish.
Well, did you have any alligator speed bumps on the landing or anything? That could happen here in Florida, you know.
That's what I heard. I'm like a little nervous at camping when we go further south.
But is that what you guys like to do, is take the plane out to the wilderness or places where you really can get away from everybody and just camp by yourself?
I think we like having the ability to, and I think it's a part of aviation that we love to explore, but ultimately we wanted a plane that can take us anywhere, and this can enable us to go to those backcountry trips.
Right, but mix it up.
But we can also cruise at 160 miles an hour and like get further places.
My guess is, Aaron, that Paul is probably bougie.
And
does not want to be out there in the wilderness all the time. And sometimes you got to oblige them, take them to a nice place. Is that right?
You're 100% right.
Damn.
I had to find a place for his hair dryer.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. You can see this on YouTube, Facebook, and all God knows where else you guys are. All right. But you guys have taken your plane in the back of it. You have like built some kind of kitchen or something. Is that the deal, or what is this?
Yeah, we made a modular camper setup. Basically,
it's opening it up right now so we can see. Wow.
Yeah, the whole back opens up. If people aren't familiar,
and it slides
with
out. Oh my gosh! Yeah. Look at that. So you guys did this yourself? You came up with this?
We came up with
modular design
ourselves. Yeah. And so this is all a prototype version that we have currently. We made it literally out of Home Depot supplies.
Nice.
And we've recently been figuring out what modifications we want to make. And so we're actually working with a camper van company, and they're OVP up in Oregon, and they're helping us design the next model into a lighter weight material with also the modifications that we want to make for the next build.
That is very creative.
Thank
I
you.
Will say. I've never seen anything like this. Had you ever seen anyone do this before, or is this something you guys came up with and said, hey, we want to do this, let's make it work?
Right. Yeah, no, honestly, we started it all from scratch. Paul's drawings were very rough draft, and then we took a lot of inspo from the camper van community and like people that are living full time on the road, but we've never seen it done out of a plane, a single engine plane per se.
Yeah. Okay. So. Well, you got the kitchen part, so where do you sleep, Paul? Do you just lay on flat on this thing
or really
camp under the wing, or what, or both?
Right now we're camping under the wing. We actually have a mount on the outside of our wing that we can attach a teepee tent to.
Yeah.
So that's really lightweight and awesome. But version 3 of this that she just mentioned, of the lighter weight material, it'll be a flat surface, so we can sleep in the back of the plane if we want to. I don't know how often, you know, we will, because two people
it's
in the back
snug.
Of this small plane, yeah, it's still a little snug.
Well, when you get out there in the bush with the bears and stuff, have you had that encounter yet? You don't want to be out there
in a. Oh my gosh, thank God we have not. But we were just camping in Arkansas and found out that there was a bear killing 6 miles from where we're camping.
Of course. Right after you left.
She tells me this as we're like laying in the tent at night. Don't tell me this right now. She's like, do you have something to protect us?
That's, and I was like
camping ghost stories. So you punk your partner. Yeah, that's good stuff. I like where you're coming from. All right, so if people want to follow you guys, find you online, where do they go, Paul?
Yeah, any channel, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Aaron and Paul Fly. That's E-R-I-N and Paul Fly.
Gotcha. And where off to next? You got a plan? Is it mapped out over the next several weeks? Or are you kind of flying by the seat of your pants, literally?
Yeah, literally. And it's a bit of a loose plan. Like, we're going to hang out in Florida for the next couple of weeks. I think we'll go explore the Everglades, the Keys, and then I think we're going to make our way to the Bahamas. So.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. So you're not keeping it stateside. You're going to the Bahamas. You're going to do some island hopping? Or
a little
what?
Bit, yeah.
Well, when we're that close to the Bahamas, we have to, you know?
Yeah.
So
it's a shorter flight from here to Bimini than it is to Key West.
I did not know that.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, Dennis?
Yeah, and even from my house, it's actually 1 hour and 10 minutes to clear customs in Bimini, and it's just over 1.5 hours to get down to Key West and get an Uber and everything. So, yeah, it's really... It's a split.
Yeah.
All the more reason that we have to.
Put it on the list. For sure. Well, guys, pleasure to meet you. Welcome to Florida. Enjoy your stay. We'll find you online.
That sounds great. It was great meeting you. Thanks for having us.
Back at you. All right. We got more coming up from Lakeland, Florida. Sun and Fun 2026 next. Stay close to Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.